first pack of Bikurim Mishnevot, the continuum cases where the person would bring the Bikurim and not say the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. A Kodesh Nei runs the Doshot HaVeyim, maybe even a Kodesh. According to Tana Kamath, one buys the rights for two trees in his friend's field, he brings the Bikurim, does not say the Mikra Bikurim. We learned before that he had to own the land. The Tana Kamath is Masupik, when you sell two trees, do you mean to sell the land underneath the trees also, or just the right to have the trees over there? Since it's a Suffolk, the Suffolk he brings it, but in the Suffolk he doesn't say the Mikra Bikurim. Yeah. Meir held that if you sell, if you buy the right for two trees, then it is implied that you have right to the property also, and therefore, since it's your property, you bring the kur. Yolei Shamayim v'nikta se'ilim maybe they nekayu. We're talking about a case of once again that the land became in a status that it cannot produce any more fruits, even because the watering system, the waterway that was there dried out, or the tree that it grew on was chopped down. Maybe the indicator that he brings it, but he can't say the Mikra Bikurim, yeah, because he doesn't have a land that that can produce the Bikurim. Now, over here also, Gemara says it's talking about a case where it's dried out before he pronounced these fruits as Bikurim. Because we have the rule, which we mentioned before, something that initially was supposed to be brought as Bikurim and read the Parsha, and then something changed, since it was Nidcha, you cannot bring it at all. But you don't even leave this way. And Jesus says, no, that it's enough that you own the land. You don't have to have the tree anymore at the time that you bring it to make from Bikurim. You say, Aradom, it's enough to have Aradom. You don't have the tree that can produce more fruit. Now we're talking about a case, the classic case of bringing the Mikurim, the time slot is from Shavuot till Sukkot. Then you bring the Mikurim and say the Parsha, and after Chanukah, after Sukkot till Chanukah, maybe they nekayu. You bring, but you don't say. Why? Because it says in the Parsha Mikurim Mikurim, the Machtim, that you should be happy with what you have. And the Ikar is Mana Simcha, is the time between Shavuot and Sukkot, which is the time involved in the harvest, and they're all happy and excited about the Hatanah they receive from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and Meir ben Vekayeh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says that even till Chanukah, you can say the Mikra Bikurim.
Yeah.
Passing like Rabbi Yehuda.